What soil types are on the property?
There are hydric soils in the wetland areas. The rest are not.
Since this is in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, what special studies or tests were done?
We had Environmental Resources, Inc. review the property for endangered species, wetlands, and other environmental factors, and they found that development of this property would not have any negative environmental impacts.
There were no known rare, threatened, or endangered species?
That's correct.
The timber, such as it is, has no commercial value?
Correct.
Are there any stormwater issues in development of the site?
Nothing unusual.
The source of water, I just said, was artesian. Sewer, we know, is Johnson's...
Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
How many EDUs are necessary to serve this proposed project?
I would imagine one would be more than adequate because the office will have a toilet and a sink.
Can you take the commission on a very quick trip around the site plan?
The buildings are each 2,500 square foot or less, and that is due to a relatively new fire marshal requirement that would require larger mini storage buildings to be sprinklered, which we would like to avoid. So each building is separated by a 10-foot gap. The site is to be covered in gravel with the exception of the Delta entrance, which of course will be paved, which would limit the amount of runoff. There are many sites that may start with gravel and then later come in and pave. There would be no future intent to pave this site.
All right, let's talk about your trip to PLUS.
PLUS review went very well. The area was probably a level 4 prior, but has since been reclassified as a level 2 and 3, predominantly due to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District and the extension of central water by artesian utilities.
For Mr. Johnson's sake, the responses are highlighted in bold blue. I do know one...
Thank you.
One thing, for the record, DelDOT indicated that it would like a restrictive covenant, and my personal preference, and perhaps the commission's, is we don't like restrictive covenants. Isn't it easier to put a condition on the final site plan so it's a matter of public record? I just throw that out, but ultimately DelDOT gets what DelDOT wants. But I think a restrictive covenant is a fool's errand. With that, Ken, can you take the commission on a quick trip around the area looking at the zoning map?
The hatched area here is the property in question. It's 3 acres. As you can see, we're directly across the street from a fairly large Twin Cedars rezoning. A few doors down is Auto Works. They are C1. There's a property here that is not yet developed that was rezoned to B1 about 2 years ago. There are additional C1 properties here. There are conditional uses here, 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 and here. And as you get into Roxana, you get to some B1 and C1 properties. So the area clearly has been trending in this way, in that this parcel, were just recently rezoned, and as was this one. So that area clearly is experiencing a change in its character, and this is consistent with that change in character.
Thanks, Ken. Questions of Mr. Christenberry? Hearing none, I'd ask Virgil Bullis to come forward. Virgil, can you identify yourself and briefly describe what you do?
Virgil Bullis, a Coldwell banker, have been in the real estate business for 34 years.
Virgil, you're certainly familiar with this property in this area?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion as to whether this proposed project is consistent with the character of development of the neighborhood?
It is my opinion. It's consistent.
Do you think the development of this project would have any negative or adverse impact on properties or the character of the neighborhood?
No.
That's all I have, Virgil. Gentlemen, in your, actually, Lawrence handed them out, there were two letters of support. I have five more that Mr. Bullis handed me today from nearby residents. Also in your package is a letter from County Bank, the project lender, setting forth its lending requirements. It requires that this project be rezoned. It doesn't like conditional uses anymore, not because the bank won't lend money, but because
federal regulators are looking at banks a little more cautiously in this day and age. That said, under Section 115-83, which is the county's CR1 ordinance, mini storage or storage is a clear permitted use. I think it's 115-83.2A, to be precise. The project is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is within a level 2 and level 3 state strategies for spending area, where the state says it will make investments in infrastructure. Whether it does down the road, we will see. It will promote in a very small way some economic development and some jobs. And as is, I think, clear from the zoning map, it is consistent with the character and trend of development in the area. Be glad to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And I believe we'll start with my good friend, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Byard, I believe I understand the application pretty well. I understand the significance of the letter from County Bank and why you're going this route as opposed to a conditional use. I'm taking it that if this application were acted on favorably, that while change of zone isn't site plan specific, but this would be pretty much the site plan that we would be looking at.
That's correct, Mr. Smith. Otherwise, the applicant would be making a trip to Dover to deal with DelDOT all over again. The idea is to build this project to assure that the number of vehicle trips per day are sufficiently small not to warrant a traffic operational analysis or TIS.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And you did, a lot of times those letters from the engineer come in late. Do the applicant understands the letter that Mr. Lank read into the record?
Yes, sir. In fact, the applicant is an investor in the Hampton Park development and was directly involved in the formation of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Was that through the contribution towards the pump station that?
Among other things.
Among other things.
Dedication of
the dedication and contribution
things
to that.
Things that Mr. Robertson knows about.
Yeah. Well, I just, one last thing, just wanted to touch on and say this. So he's aware of the impact fees for the EDUs and that there may be an upcharge if he has to go to an 8-inch lateral associated, and the EDUs will not be allocated until a more specific site plan is.
He understands that both in terms of business and in person, he is a big boy.
Okay. Okay. That's a good description. You know, I'm
glad he's not here.
Yeah. That's a showstopper. Thank you. That's all I got.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
I'm not sure I want to follow that.
I'm sure you can.
It's a rather odd coupling, Mr. Byard, a quality restaurant and mini storage. I guess if you don't get to dessert, you got a place to put the customers
that
don't make
the
it to dinner.
The restaurant has gone to heaven, Mr. Ross, for a variety of reasons. That simply the footprint of the restaurant and the required parking wouldn't work. So that is off the table. It is now
just the mini storage. Okay, very good. Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Byard, could you educate me about a change of zone to CR1? Does that not permit you to put anything that's allowed within the CR1
it
zone?
It absolutely does.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, there's no question as to that. You are constrained by your site and your site conditions and by permitting agencies such as DelDOT.
So everything that we're looking at could change substantially.
There's no question.
Okay.
However, it's this developer's plan to maintain vehicle trips per day at a level where it does not need to make the investment in a TIS or a TOA and the companion road improvements.
So if a restaurant was put there, they would probably change the whole situation.
That's correct. And there will be a note on the final site plan, as I said, which I believe is more effective than a restrictive covenant that says here are the number of vehicle trips per
permitted per day by DLDOT, and if that's exceeded, a TIS or a TOA is required.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Mr. Burton?
There's a proposed fence all the way around this site.
That's correct.
So it'd be locked and
There would be security. That's a function of final site plan review, but the idea is to secure the site.
Okay. And there's a note here, proposed gravel boat and RV storage. Is that still on the plan?
If you can find space for it, I believe, if I'm looking in the right direction, that would be on the east side of the property. Is that correct?
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Council?
No questions, except to expand a little bit on the discussion about, you know, what could be put there. Ultimately, county engineering's requirements, I know they said in there that they oppose the rezonings, but they also talk about what would happen if it's developed. It is going to be limited based on the EDUs if it gets rezoned anyway. I mean, you know, there's only a certain amount of capacity, and the EDU limitations are going to govern what they can put there in addition to DLDOT. So that's all I'd like to add.
Well, and as far as the change of zone versus the conditional use, two things. This is a change of zone, so it isn't really about the site plan. We appreciate what the applicant has said. And the second thing is that I have firsthand, actual, painful knowledge of what bank regulators are doing to banks. And I can assure you that I'm sure that this was motivated in part, if not in whole, by that situation. So now, that's not our problem, I agree, but it is it's an economic reality today, and that explains why it's, I think, being asked for. So that being said, Mr. Byard, if you would take
Thank
a seat
you.
Nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1705, Joel Farr? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition of change of zone number 1705? Is there anyone here, does anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1706, Joseph Balsamo.